Welcome to our note on this, the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. And in the Epiphany, we learn a little bit about how Jesus tells us about God. It's like we click on a light, and as the Sundays go, we continue to click on lamps until we can begin to see the whole picture. Today, we're looking at the Gospel in Luke about the Sermon on the Plain, which is comparable in some ways to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, except it's quite different. It says Jesus stood on a level place. A great crowd of disciples were gathered, a multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him, be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch Jesus, for power came out from him, and he healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples. He changed things. He looked from the crowd, and he looked at the disciples, and he began to teach them. And he talked about the four blessings. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who hunger. Blessed are you when people hate you, exclude you. Rejoice in that day. Leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. How are the disciples to understand this, we wonder? All these blessings for weeping and hunger and being poor, seem to be the opposite of what we seek in life. And it doesn't seem to make sense. So how are they to understand this? Then also he says to them, the woe teaching, woe to you that are rich. Woe to you who are full. Woe to you who are laughing. Woe to you when all speak well of you. These are the very things that we hope will happen to us. This is the very life we seek. And yet Jesus is saying, oh, woe to you. Woe to you. Remember, we're on the plain. It was a level place that Jesus came to talk, to give this message to the disciples. And in a sense, Jesus is the great leveler in all of life. And all of the things that we strive for, all of the things that we hope for, says are not quite so important to us as they seem. For we are called to a new life as disciples. A life where we put off the things that make for greatness in the world, our world, and put on the things that make for greatness in God's world. And then we begin to see Jesus in a new light as the one who gave himself for many, even for us. Today we have our annual meeting at Concordia Lutheran Church. We postponed it from last week because it was so cold. But we're meeting today. And we're beginning to discern what our mission and ministry in this world, in this time, in this place, might be. And one of the things we as disciples need to be aware of is how Jesus has leveled the playing field for us, and how all things in the church are seen through the eyes of Christ, and how all things in the church are done through the hands of Christ. These are the gifts that we have been given. These are the gifts that we have been given by being forgiven. Thank you for joining us. And sometime when you're in the Concordia vicinity, stop by and worship and pray with us.